Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Behind the Scenes or 30 Years a Slave and 4 Years in the White House is an 1868 autobiographical slave narrative by Elizabeth Keckley, a woman born enslaved in Virginia, who later became a prominent dressmaker in Washington, D.C. The book joins two kinds of testimony, a record of slavery and sexual coercion in the antebellum South, and an insider memoir of the Lincoln White House during the Civil War. Keckley describes abuse, family separation, skilled labor, the purchase of freedom for herself and her son, and her rise as a professional modist serving elite women, including Mary Todd Lincoln. Its purpose is not only personal remembrance, it argues for Black female competence, moral authority, and economic agency at a time when public narratives often denied all three. The second half gives unusually intimate views of Mary Lincoln, presidential domestic life, mourning, debt, and reputation. Because of that candor, the book became controversial, yet it remains a major source for African-American literature, women's history, and Civil War social history. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, enslavement is presented through domestic labor, violence, and constrained family life. Keckley begins from the everyday structures of slavery, rather than from battlefield politics or legislative debate. Her account emphasizes household service, discipline, surveillance, and the vulnerability of enslaved women within white domestic spaces. This focus matters because it shows slavery as a system maintained not only by plantations and markets, but also by intimate household authority. Keckley records whipping, humiliation, separation from loved ones, and sexual exploitation, making clear that violence could appear as both public punishment and private coercion. Her narrative also resists reducing enslaved people to passive victims. She describes learning needlework from her mother, developing discipline, and forming attachments under conditions designed to deny stable autonomy. The result is a testimony that links bodily suffering with the destruction of family security and personal privacy. Unlike narratives centered mainly on escape, Keckley gives sustained attention to survival inside systems of dependency. Her account makes the domestic sphere politically visible, showing how enslaved labor supported white comfort while denying Black women control over their work, bodies, and children. Secondly, dressmaking becomes a route to self-purchase, professional identity, and public standing. A central feature of the book is the role of skilled labor in Keckley life. Sewing is not treated as a minor domestic accomplishment, but as the material basis of mobility. Her ability as a seamstress allows her to earn money, build relationships with clients, and eventually purchase freedom for herself and her son. This part of the narrative complicates simple ideas of freedom as a single legal event. Keckley shows that emancipation required money, negotiation, reputation, and disciplined work within an economy still shaped by race and gender hierarchy. After moving to Washington, D.C., she develops a successful dressmaking business serving elite women. That success gives her access to political households usually closed to Black women, but it also depends on professionalism, discretion, and aesthetic authority. The book, therefore, presents entrepreneurship as both practical and symbolic. Keckley is not merely freed by outside benevolence. She represents herself as a worker who converts specialized skill into independence, social credibility, and limited but real power in a hostile society. Thirdly, the White House chapters reveal political history through private rooms and emotional labor. The 4 years in the White House distinguish Keckley's memoir from most slave narratives. Her proximity to Mary Todd Lincoln gives readers a view of Civil War leadership from domestic and emotional angles, rather than from formal policy alone. Keckley describes clothing, visits, grief, illness, household management, and the strain placed on the presidential family during war. These details do not trivialize national history. Instead, they show how public crisis entered private life and how women around power managed appearances, mourning, and social expectations. Keckley's role as dressmaker and confidante placed her in a position of trust, but also in a complicated service relationship. She was close enough to observe and sometimes comfort, yet her access depended on labor and racialized social boundaries. Her portrayal of Abraham Lincoln and Mary Lincoln is valuable because it presents them as people under pressure, not only as symbols. The book broadens Civil War history by placing private grief, personal debt, and household intimacy alongside national conflict and assassination. Keckley's defense of Mary Todd Lincoln created both historical value and public scandal. One of the most unusual aspects of Behind the Scenes is Keckley's effort to defend Mary Todd Lincoln after the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. Mary Lincoln faced criticism for spending, debt, and efforts to sell clothing and personal items. Keckley used her memoir to explain the former First Lady distress, financial insecurity, and grief, presenting her as a complicated woman rather than as a caricature of extravagance. This choice gave the book lasting historical value because it preserves a rare account of Mary Lincoln from someone who knew her closely, yet it also made the book controversial. 19th-century readers often expected presidential families to remain shielded from public exposure, and many viewed Keckley revelations as a breach of confidence. The scandal damaged Keckley's relationship with Mary Lincoln and shaped the reception of the memoir. This tension is central to the book. The same candor that makes it a major historical source also raised ethical questions about privacy, loyalty, authorship, and who had the right to narrate elite domestic life. Lastly, the memoir revises the slave narrative by centering Black female authority after emancipation. Behind the scenes belongs to the slave narrative tradition, but it also alters the expectations of that form. Earlier slave narratives often used white witnesses or documents to confirm the credibility of a Black narrator for skeptical readers. Keckley does something more complex. She writes as a formerly enslaved woman who has achieved professional success and who speaks with authority about both slavery and the White House. In doing so, she presents herself not simply as someone rescued from bondage, but as a member of an emerging Black leadership class after the Civil War. The memoir also shifts attention from physical escape to self-purchase, enterprise, respectability, and public testimony. Its gendered perspective is essential. Keckley writes about motherhood, sexual vulnerability, needlework, fashion, friendship, and care as historically significant subjects. The book, therefore, expands what counts as political evidence. Clothing, domestic service, reputation, and emotional support become ways of understanding race and power. Its importance lies partly in that formal innovation, not only in the events it records. In conclusion, Behind the Scenes is best suited for readers interested in African-American autobiography, women's history, slavery, Civil War society, and the private dimensions of political life. It offers practical intellectual benefits for anyone studying how personal testimony can challenge public myths. Readers gain a sharper understanding of how slavery operated inside households, how skilled Black women created economic opportunity under severe constraint, and how reputation shaped the lives of women connected to power. The book also helps modern readers examine the ethics of memoir. Since Keckley's account is valuable partly because it reveals private information that many contemporaries believed should have remained hidden, compared with many slave narratives, it stands out for its unusual second movement into the White House and for its focus on professional labor rather than only escape. Compared with conventional Lincoln literature, it stands out because it views the presidency from the perspective of a Black woman worker, confidante, and entrepreneur. Its importance lies in that intersection, a narrative of enslavement, self-purchase, fashion labor, interracial intimacy, grief, scandal, and authorship. The book remains historically important not because it is simple, but because it preserves a complex record of power seen from behind formal public scenes. If you would like to support Elizabeth Keckley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.